Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he is the Arizona Cardinals radio play-by-play man. He's an ESPN play-by-play guy covering the NBA, does great work, college football, college basketball. And despite all that great stuff, he's apparently a friend of the Poobah.
Oh,
he's
man.
Dave Pasch. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Dave, do you own flannel shirts like the Poobah, like Andy Roth?
No.
Oh, good for you. I was worried.
For like 20 years, too.
Yeah. He's still wearing the same ones from when he met you. Yeah, I'm telling you, same things.
You'd recognize him. All right, so what were your thoughts when Freddie Kitchens sits down and gets the job yesterday as head coach of the Cleveland Browns and has his introductory press conference, and you're thinking, okay, I knew this guy when he was out here in Arizona coaching quarterbacks and tight ends and running backs.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of conversations with Freddie, and he always wanted to have a shot to be an offensive coordinator or a head coach. And I just remember, you know, he was here for a long time. He was here with Ken Wisenhunt. He was here with Bruce Arians. So he was here for as long as any assistant since I've been here, and this is my 17th year. And so I'm a big fan of Freddie, and I know it's, you know, he's a little unconventional in terms of what, you know, maybe people think of when they think of a head coach. You know, when you think of Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury, Kyle Shanahan, the guys that, you know, are getting head coaching jobs in the NFL now, Matt LaFleur, and then you have Freddie. And, you know, Freddie's different. He may not look like people expect a head coach to look in terms of what, you know, a fan base may be looking for. But I think Freddie is very talented, and I've always felt that way. I know he's had opportunities elsewhere when he was here in Arizona to go back to college and coach. And I think he'll do a good job. You know, clearly, you look at what happened with the Browns the second half of last season. He had a lot to do with that, so I'm excited to see what Freddie can do now that he gets the opportunity.
Dave Zastadil, who punted for the Cardinals and the Browns and the Ravens, works with us here sometimes on the Browns Radio Network.
Friend of the show.
And Dave told me that Freddie was one of his favorite assistant coaches, and I said, "You coach the offense, you're on special teams, huh?" And he said, "Freddie had the kind of personality that when you met him, you loved him, and great guy all the way around." Did he have that kind of an impact in the locker room with everybody out there, or was it just our buddy Dave Zastadil?
No, absolutely. Everybody loved Freddie. And Freddie is he's just a very friendly guy, likes people, likes to have conversations about different things, not always football. And I think that's why things went so well for him this year, and why things hopefully will go well for him going forward, because he's a people person. He cares about people. You know, he had a very scary moment here about 5 years ago where, you know, he almost lost his life. And I know you guys probably are aware of that story. And you know, I think at that time, you know, when it happens to anybody, there are people that rally around a person, but especially when it's someone like Freddie, who is a guy that's friends with everybody. And I think, you know, people around the team and in the city that were already Freddie Kitchen fans, really, I think he was overwhelmed, too, with the support that he had from the community just because of the type of guy that he is.
Dave, let me switch gears just a little bit. When Bruce Arians decided to take the job in Tampa, were you surprised? And how do you think you would have fit here in Cleveland? Because, you know, everything we've ever heard is that Bruce would have liked to have coached here in Cleveland. But it just didn't seem to work out again for another time on him. So your thoughts on Bruce Arians?
Yeah, because B.A. and Baker seem similar in their personalities. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe he liked coaching out here, and so therefore in Tampa he gets the good weather, and maybe that was a deterrent for him at his age and not wanting to live in Cleveland. I could see that, and I could understand if you're going to come back and you have your choice, you know, you pick the warm weather. And I also think, too, the relationship with Jason Light was big. Jason was here as the assistant GM for a while when BA was here. And so, when you've been out of coaching, I worked with Urban Meyer in 2011 when he left Florida. And he told everybody he was done. He told his family he was done and told us he was done. And then about 3 weeks into it, you're around it. You're broadcasting. You're at these games. You start getting the itch. And that's what happened with BA. I just heard him this morning. He was on the radio here in Phoenix talking about how broadcasting the games, it sparked that fire again to get back in it. So I'm not surprised that he's back, and I'm not surprised he chose Tampa, other than, Jameis Winston has not, I think Baker's probably at this point, you could say maybe has a bigger upside because Jameis Winston has not lived up to the hype that he had and coming out of Florida State. So that surprised me a little bit that he's high on Winston because I don't think he takes that job unless he's a believer in Jameis Winston.
Dave Pasch joining us. He is the radio play-by-play guy of the Arizona Cardinals and does a great job with all of his work on ESPN. Steve Wilks was in Arizona last year. I've always thought, Dave, if an NFL coach gets 1 year, he gets a raw deal. We've had it here before. Steve ends up here now as defensive coordinator. What can you tell us about Steve and what he might bring to the defensive side of the ball for the Browns?
I think Steve, at some point down the road, will get another shot to be a head coach. He was not ready for this. It didn't work out. It wasn't all his fault, but I agreed with the decision. It was pretty evident early on when you have a top-10 defense from a year ago that you're inheriting, and things go the way they did this year, especially with the inability to stop the run and changing the defense and hiring someone to run the defense that had never been a coordinator before. It just didn't work out. But, look, Steve's a good football coach. He's a great guy. And I think that staff that Freddie's putting together is really good. I mean, the Browns have a ton of talent, and you can make the case that maybe they have more talent other than Patrick Peterson and Chandler Jones. They have more talent across the board than the Cardinals do on defense. So I think it was a good move by Cleveland.
What do you think the take is on the Browns right now? I mean, we were such a dog team for so many years, and now we're sitting around here saying, look, if they don't make the playoffs next year, it's going to be a disappointment. What's your take on the Browns?
We're not all saying that, Dave.
Well, yeah. Some people are. A lot of people are.
It should be. I mean, that way the NFL is now, you can get good quickly, you can get bad quickly. Just look at the Cardinals. A couple of years ago, you're in the NFC Championship game. Even the last 2 years, last year you're 8-8 with a third string quarterback and a fourth string left tackle. This year you're 3-13. So the Browns, it all depends on Baker. We know that, but there's enough talent around him on that side of the ball, and then with that defense, that they should be in the mix for the playoffs. I mean, Baltimore won the division with Lamar Jackson, and I think Lamar is talented, but he's not as good as the other four guys that were drafted ahead of him. So with Pittsburgh's situation, the Bengals in rebuild mode, the Browns should be the team to beat in that division next year.
I like that idea. I would think you're right. I think this team can make some strides and go 10-6 and by some fluke not make the playoffs, but that's a debate for another story. Ryan Lindley. Seems like he is the new young quarterback guy getting Mitchell Trubisky and others ready for the draft. Freddie brings him in here as running backs coach after he's promoted to offensive coordinator. This guy's only 29, Dave, and he seems like on the fast track to an offensive coordinator's gig or maybe even a head coaching gig. How good of a coach?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. He was here for a while, and that's where the relationship with Freddie started. He played in the playoffs when Carson Palmer and Drew Stanton were both hurt, and he did the best that he could. He didn't have a great career as a player, but he's a great teammate. He knows the position. He'll be great with Baker. He's got a perfect personality to handle it. And you're right. If the Browns have success, Ryan Lindley may get a shot somewhere. I'd love to see it because he's a wonderful guy.
Before we let you go, I got to ask you about Bill Walton. Because I was lucky enough to be the local host for an event they do here for the Cleveland Sports Awards, the Greater Cleveland Sports Association. And, he was the host. I thought he was phenomenal. I thought he was great. But I think if I didn't see him on TV with you, I think he'd still be talking here in Cleveland. That started 4 years ago or 5 years ago. What's it like to work with him? You guys have such great chemistry.
he can go now. He can talk. we have fun. It's been, you know, my first experience with him was my first year on the NBA back in 2006. And one of the games I did with him then, LeBron James was playing, and he took either his wristband or his headband, and he threw it towards the stands. And Bill started going off that that's a technical foul, and I didn't stop him. I just let him go. I was just happy to be doing the NBA and happy to be working with Bill Walton. And I get a call the next day from Mike Tirico, and it's some of the best advice that I've ever gotten. He said, you've got to stop him. He said, you've got to stop him. You can't just let him go. And I kind of hid that in my memory bank, and I think I used it probably with other analysts. But in 2012, I guess it was, when the Pac-12 came to ESPN, got a chance to reunite with Bill and work with him, and I feel like I've used that that advice that Mike gave me. Just stop him. Sometimes stopping him means ignoring him. Sometimes it means just cutting him off or redirecting him. But we have fun, and he is as unique a guy as you're going to find. He's one of the greatest players of all time, and I think he's got that credibility. I know he. I've been trying to figure out, and I've heard a lot of people. I know Jim Boeheim had his comparison to Charles Barkley for Zion Williamson, but Bill has had the best one that I've heard yet, and that's Larry Johnson. So, as crazy as Bill is, every now and then he'll say something or tell you something about basketball that that is profound. I think that's pretty profound.
I think that's pretty interesting too. Let me ask you what the Cardinals just did. Cliff Kingsbury is out at Texas Tech, ends up at USC, and the Cardinals hire him to be their head coach, which I think, Dave, on the surface is an odd move, but I think overall could be a fascinating move and a really good move, the way the NFL is right now with the way the passing game is, and Cliff really knows how to run it. How to go over there?
Yeah, I think if it was the only job that was open and you hired Cliff Kingsbury, your reaction would be similar to what mine was when I first started hearing about it. Like, what? But when you look at the hirings that we're seeing, Matt LaFleur, others that are getting opportunities to be head coaches that really are just connected to Sean McVay and are young play callers. That's why I was saying earlier, if you compare Freddie to some of these guys that are getting the jobs. I mean, Matt LaFleur, Cliff Kingsbury, these are guys that could be on The Bachelor, yeah. And so if you're telling me you can have Matt LaFleur, who had 1 year as an offensive coordinator in Tennessee, wasn't very good, or Zach Taylor, who's a quarterback coach with the Rams, or you can have Cliff Kingsbury, who's been a head coach. And I think, it's hard to really judge Texas Tech because it's in the Big 12. Their offense was good. He did a good job with Johnny Manziel at A&M. He did a good job with Patrick Mahomes. I think you have to look at Mahomes and give Cliff some credit there. It makes sense. I get it. So I think that ultimately it's going to come down to the staff. I think he's building a good staff. And the other thing is he willing to adjust and adapt? Lincoln Riley has adapted in the air raid. He's using a tight end. He's using a fullback. Cliff is going to have to do some of that because you can't just run air raid and go no huddle every play and survive in the NFL. We saw that. I mean, Chip Kelly, it's funny how, Chip can't get an NFL job, yet everybody is running Chip Kelly's stuff. It's just they're not running at that pace. And I think that's something that Cliff will have to change as well.
Dave, pleasure to have you with us again. Congratulations on surviving working with the Poobah. We're trying to do the same, and we look forward to talking with you during the season.
Oh, Andy's the best. Thanks guys, for having me on. Take
All right,
care.
Dave. All right,
sounds
Dave
good.
Pasch,
thanks, Dave.
Arizona Cardinals radio play-by-play man and ESPN basketball football guy, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.